Valve has removed a controversial title from Steam. Active Shooter encouraged players to kill as many civilians and police as possible in a school before being taken down themselves. Getting banned from Steam is pretty rare, and when it happens, there's always a discussion about the marketplace itself, quality control methods, and the freedom of a developer to express themselves even in a manner that is openly repugnant. I will take this quick moment to say that while this video itself is not about violence or sex, there will be some games on the screen that are well known for being controversial. We're going to talk about getting banned from Steam, but in a surprise to nobody, sometimes those games that are banned might be morally offensive to some. Probably the most famous game to be removed from Steam is The Slaughtering Grounds, a game that was developed by Digital Homicide, a two-person developer that took advantage of many of the loopholes in Steam to make a profit off the lowest quality games possible. The entire DigiHom library was removed from Steam, but Slaughtering Grounds is well known thanks primarily to a scathing review of the game from Jimquisition's Jim Sterling. DigiHom used every single trick in the book to turn a profit. They would bribe users with free Steam keys for voting the games up on Greenlight. They would use fake accounts to review their own games. They would give away game keys to anyone who promised to give them a positive review, including unreleased games. They used bots to increase votes and bought copies of their own games. If a title failed to get accepted onto Steam, they would change the name and release it again. If you went to their own website, all the links would simply refresh the page so they could deliver additional ads. Of course, these didn't matter to DigiHom, since selling a good game was never their plan. See, DigiHom's business plan was somewhat unique. They didn't make good games and encourage sales of those games. No, they made games with trading cards. They would produce a game, the cards would drop, and players would sell those cards on the Steam marketplace. Every single sale of every single card, every single time, would net DigiHom 5% of the sale price. In fact, most DigiHom titles were well known for being games that you could buy for essentially nothing or get for free and then turn a profit selling the trading cards. A poorly made, vote-manipulated asset flip that is beyond broken, incredibly unfun, and essentially a marketplace scam sounds like enough reasons to be removed from Steam, but it might surprise you that the reason they were removed was none of these. Valve only removed DigiHom after being sued. This lawsuit was an extension of a defamation case filed by Digital Homicide Studios in an attempt to silence James Stanton, the real-life name of Jim Sterling. That scathing review was so poorly received by DigiHom that they sued him. As this insane lawsuit barreled on, they eventually extended out to sue Steam users who had left negative reviews on their Steam page. They actually went to court and received a judge's orders forcing Valve to give DigiHom the real names and addresses behind the usernames of those negative reviews. In a surprise to probably nobody but DigiHom, Valve's response was to terminate their relationship with DigiHom, removing all their games, and making their Steam trading cards unmarketable. Literally, I have several cards from their games in my inventory that I can never sell. Greenlight is a common thread behind a lot of the worst games to come out on Steam since it was so easily manipulated. Earth Year 2066 was another well-known example, though for a slightly different reason. Originally marketed as a spiritual successor to Half-Life and Fallout, after getting through Greenlight, the gamers who purchased Year 2066 were more than a bit surprised to discover that it was actually a completely unfinished game, consisting of a single small map with some robot enemies, and that's it. No story, no missions, no plot, just wander aimlessly. The developers were quickly inundated with negative reviews and angry comments in the forums, which they responded to by simply deleting them all. The devs worked overtime to remove every negative comment from their storefront, especially once it was revealed that the few assets even in the game were used without permission or credit. In the end, Valve completely removed Earth Year 2066 and gave refunds to purchasers, though they did this not because the game was poor quality, but due to dishonest marketing. Dishonesty seems to be one of the few things Valve truly cares about with regards to quality control, which might be further highlighted by The War Z. You might know this game today as Infestation Survivor Stories, and was developed by Sergei Titov, who you might know as the developer of Big Rig's Over the Road Racing. War Z was a blatant ripoff of the popular DayZ mod, coincidentally perfectly timed to come out before the DayZ standalone game, and also around the release release time of the movie World War Z. It was infested with microtransactions, purposefully underpowered free weapons to encourage microtransaction purchases, and so many bugs, glitches, bad AI, terrible frame rate, and of course, a respawn system similar to Candy Crush, wherein once you died, you could wait for several hours or pay to play again. These sorts of gamer-unfriendly practices aren't what ended up getting them removed from Steam, though. Neither was it the failure to remove hackers or close up well-known griefing bugs. Nor was it the purposefully confusing similarity to DayZ that ended WarZ's run. Instead, it was the claims in the Steam release's description that WarZ included multiple large worlds when it included only one small one. The claim that it included a level-up system based on skill points. The claims that it had PvE combat, private servers, 100-player servers, when in fact it had none of these. And so Valve removed WarZ from the marketplace, prompting the developers to reintroduce the game as Survival Stories. This too has been removed from Steam, but not before selling a total of 3 million copies. If you're seeing a common thread amongst these games, it might be that most of them are barely games at all. In fact, thanks to one developer, Valve calls these asset flips fake games. That developer being Silicon Echo Studios, who earned the dubious honor of having 173 games removed from Steam all at once. These guys went the tried and true method of pushing out as many games as possible, as fast as possible, and as cheaply as possible in order to benefit from trading cards. In fact, for a period of time, Silicon Echo represented 10% of all new game releases on Steam. This is part of what has led Valve to institute a hidden confidence threshold games have to pass in order to receive trading cards anymore, as well as removing the feature entirely from most free-to-play titles. It's also why developers can't generate thousands of free game keys anymore. Sometimes developers don't openly lie to their customers, though that's definitely a favorite route, but perhaps they might try to gently massage the system. Incel Games is one such developer who, when their latest release, Wild Buster, wasn't seeing the kind of success they expected, directed their staff to buy the game, play the game, and leave a positive review. According to the CEO, this was the only way to not have to lay off the entire staff, since this was their Hail Mary game. Once the CEO's email was published, Valve removed the developer's entire library of games from Steam. Or consider Matt and Cohen's Art of Stealth, removed after Cohen started using multiple Steam accounts to post positive reviews in an effort to stem bad press resulting from yet another Jimquisition review. This suggests that games which deal fairly with their audience will be fine, though that's not entirely true either. Several games have been removed and then reinstated or have been threatened with removal due to nudity. House Party was unceremoniously removed by Valve due to complaints regarding pornographic content, though it was later reinstated. And just this past month, several developers, such as Hunipop, came out and said that Steam had sent them a threatening letter that they must censor their titles or face delisting. Most of the developers targeted by this were either completely within Steam's content guidelines or had been personally reviewed by Valve staff and given approval. And even though many of those games had nudity available through client-side patches available on the developers' websites, it seems a bit concerning that Valve would change their policy without announcing it. This lack of policy clarity has seen games such as Hatred, a mass shooting simulator, removed from Steam Greenlight, only to be later re-added and sold on Steam, making it very unclear what will actually get you removed from the platform, at least content-wise. Sure, being dishonest, faking reviews, or abusing the marketplace is a surefire way to disappear from the storefront, but violence and nudity are exceptionally hit or miss. You might think Active Shooter was removed because it was a morally repugnant title. Killing students and teachers, massacring cops, and doing this in a school during an epidemic of school shootings across the world is not the reason Active Shooter was delisted and the developer banned from Steam. No, the reason is that Revived Games, the developer of Active Shooter, was a man named Atabertiev. Berdiev had previously released a game called Pickled Rick, which included outright theft of the character design from Rick and Morty, and was the recipient of a DMCA takedown from Cartoon Network. This takedown led to Berdiev's Steam developer account being banned by Steam. Valve therefore removed Active Shooter because Berdiev's history of customer abuse, publishing copyrighted material, and user review manipulation. Dishonesty, not content. How do you feel about banning games for content? Should Steam be an open marketplace for bad content and good alike, or should it be curated heavily? We obviously have our own Steam curator, which is the approach Steam has been pushing for some time, as the stopgap to bad games, and I don't know that I want Valve determining what is and what is not appropriate. We reviewed House Party. And while it's not a great game, I don't think it deserves to be banned. If you're interested, we reviewed every single Digital Homicide game in 1 minute or less, and the link is in the corner right now. I can assure you that these are not good games, and if it were content only, I would say that they shouldn't have been banned either. If you liked this video, please leave a like and consider sharing it. We are small creators, and your assistance in spreading these videos is the only way people can see them. If you didn't like this video, then don't do either of those, but if you did, you can watch another one in the corner right now, and as always, we will see you on the next one.